This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and your number is 877-217-5757. Rabbi Barry Weinstein is in the house, Rabbi Emeritus at B'nai Israel, where he stood tall and proud for well over 20 years. 1984, right?
83.
Cut you short. And you were there until
2008. 25 years.
25 years. A quarter century. That's a long time. Hard to believe you've been away for 11 years.
But, yes.
But he has. And impeccably dressed today, by the way, because this is his second birthday, May 13th. His real birthday is a one that is familiar to the American people.
September 11th.
But May 13th, 3 years ago, this man suffered an aortic aneurysm. And you were past the 70-year mark, and this is usually a fatal thing. We've known some people in this community, like Bruce McMurdo, the fabulous attorney, great man, who died quickly, and it was because of an aortic aneurysm. I read yesterday Richard Holbrook, the diplomat, aortic aneurysm. His last words were, "We got to get out of Afghanistan." But there were no last words for you, but very well there could have been. How did you survive?
I think it was simply a matter of God working through my magnificent surgeon and doctors that brought me through with the help of my family and friends and members of Congregation B'nai Israel, Temple Sinai in Lake Charles, and Temple Shalom in Lafayette. Really a miracle. And each time I see Dr. Azim Khan, my surgeon, he comments on the color of my body when I was in the ER and when he put me on the table, that I was pretty well gone, as I certainly understand.
877-217-5757 is your number, and Barry Weinstein is in-house, and we know him for many reasons, but 3 years ago, he was all but a dead man, and fortunately for you, on this Friday the 13th of 2013, you were near a telephone.
Yes, I was. It was 2016, actually, and I was at home early in the morning, about 6:30, 7 o'clock, getting ready for a bat mitzvah that I was filling in to do at Temple Shalom in Lafayette, when my legs were wobbly, and I felt something was certainly wrong.
So you dialed 911.
Dialed 911. Said, "I think I'm having a heart attack," and they said, "What's your address?" And within minutes, EMS was at our door.
And quickly they got there, and you were not far from a hospital, too. That also helps.
Absolutely.
In fact, in reading about aortic aneurysms, there is data showing that people who have them on weekends are less likely to survive than those on weekdays.
I didn't know that.
That's in large part because hospitals quite often on weekends are not at full staffing, and when you arrived, they had to go to work quickly, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And Dr. Paul Dampf, whose bar mitzvah and confirmation and wedding I presided for, thank God, was there. He looked at me and he said, "Hey, that's my rabbi. We got to get to work. Let's save him."
Well, most people don't survive.
Yes, the percentage of survivors is very low. And I thank God every day. I feel like I'm in my Lanyap years. Thank goodness to be able to be here sitting and talking with you.
And this is something that can be detected beforehand. You probably never were tested for an aortic aneurysm, were you?
I don't know that I was. I was being followed, of course, by my very fine cardiologist, Dr. Carl Lukart, and before him of blessed memory, Dr. Harris Lappin. May he rest in peace. But I'm not sure. I really don't know how closely their test would have focused on a possible aneurysm. The Aneurysm Outreach is available in New Orleans, a nonprofit, and it's just you can find that online, Aneurysm Outreach in New Orleans, and it's a tremendous place where people can go, and I believe at no cost, to be checked for aneurysm.
877-217-5757, and JB is calling from New Orleans. JB is with this organization that Barry Weinstein just cited. Good morning, JB.
Yes, good morning. That's exactly right. We are Aneurysm Outreach, based in New Orleans, founded in Prairieville.
So if somebody wants to be tested, how do they do it?
Well, as a matter of fact, we had a big aneurysm screening 2 days ago in New Orleans at LSU Healthcare Network. We screened 145 people on Saturday morning and found two people who have aneurysms and didn't know it because, of course, there are no symptoms.
What's the process when you find out you have this?
Well, these folks were very fortunate to find out, for one thing, because, again, as Rabbi Weinstein says, there's most people don't get tested for it and don't know they have it, even if they do have regular doctor care. And in this case, we work with a vascular surgeon. This was Dr. Mal Shan, who was there on Saturday morning. So the folks there were all able to sit down with him, make a plan, know what to do next, get all their questions answered, and come away at ease.
Now, as far as detecting it, is it a matter of looking at an X-ray and seeing some kind of anomaly? I would imagine it's enlarged, but I'm speaking on something I don't know much about, which is dangerous. But what happens when you look at the X-ray that enables people to detect this?
Well, actually, it's a very simple ultrasound. We don't even have to do an X-ray. So you've probably seen pictures of people who've had ultrasounds when they're pregnant. So this is the same kind of thing. They just have the look through the ultrasound, and it is free through our organization. In this case, the screening on Saturday was funded by People's Health, and so it was free to all those 145 people who came. And it is, again, very simple, no needles, no radiation, and a very simple ultrasound exam.
Okay,
and they do find, as you say, an enlargement. Looks like a balloon in the belly.
And a listener asked the difference between an aortic aneurysm and a brain aneurysm. And by the way, Joe Biden, who, is, of course, may very well be the next president of the United States, is a survivor of a brain aneurysm. They're two different things, obviously, but are they related in any way?
Well, in some ways, certainly you can have an aneurysm anywhere in your body because you have blood vessels anywhere in your body. And so that's what this is. It's a swelling of the blood vessel. Now, you can't see a brain aneurysm with an ultrasound. So that's what makes them so deadly also is, again, there's no way to find that ahead of time. So he was very lucky. And, in fact, Senator Robert Dole had surgery for an abdominal aortic aneurysm many years ago. And, of course, is still with us. He survived that because they found it ahead of time.
Yeah, he's born, I think, in 1923. So do the math on that. That man's past 90 years old, 96 this year. Now, JB, I'm sorry I didn't get your last name, but please give us your name and what's the best way to contact your organization if somebody is inclined to do so.
Yes, my name is JB Hunt, and I'm executive director at Aneurysm Outreach. As you said, we're based in New Orleans. We do these free screenings all over the country, actually, based from New Orleans. And you can find us, of course, on the Internet. We spell it with three A's. For abdominal aortic aneurysm. So it's AAA, and then it's Aneurysm Outreach. And as I say, we have a Facebook page and a Twitter, and you can find us on LinkedIn, and we always post schedules for all of our upcoming screenings, as well as other basic information. Part of what we want to do is exactly this today, talk about it and help people know about it so that if they have a concern, they can talk to their doctor. Most people can certainly just get this ordered, have an ultrasound after they talk to their doctor, and Medicare will pay for it.
All right. We've got to go to a break here, but thank you, JB, for calling in. And, Rabbi, I see that, as JB stated, the symptoms are minimal, abdominal pain, back pain in some cases, but you didn't know it until it hit you, right?
That's right. I had no idea.
And you had numbness.
And my legs, wobbly legs.
And that was it?
That was it. No chest pain whatsoever.
But if you'd waited an hour, you wouldn't be here.
I don't think I'd be here today.
3 years ago, on the 13th of May, 2016.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that was a good Friday the 13th. Our friend Gus Weil died on Friday the 13th. You got a second life on Friday the 13th.
May he rest in peace, a wonderful man.
We'll be back after this brief pause. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing 877-217-5757. In a few minutes, we'll hear from former NYPD officer Joe Estead talking about what happened in Ascension Parish. A criminal attack against an inmate resulted in the firing of a corrections officer and the resignation of the warden. And Joe, by the way, is the author of Police Brutality Matters. And we'll talk with him about this. But we have a few more minutes with the esteemed Rabbi Barry Weinstein, 1983 to 2008, as the rabbi at B'nai Israel, and now Rabbi Emeritus, 877-217-5757. Herb on River Road. Herb, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with the rabbi.
Good morning, Jim. Barry is actually a neighbor of mine, and he's in charge of herding cats at the Jackson Square condominiums, which I know he appreciates.
Thank you for calling, well, Dr. Herb.
What I'm calling about is the United States Preventive Task Force puts out guidelines for doing ultrasounds, and there is a for-profit organization that will do it for $139 or $149, which I tell people to stay away from. They should ask their doctor, or they should find out from the Preventive Task Force what the reasons for doing, what the indications for doing this test are. That was the information that I wanted to tell you all about. Thank you.
Thank you. I recognize Dr. Herb Dyer, rheumatologist, a big supporter of WRKF.
And a frequent caller, and called in when I was on in 2017.
Chris Andrews is calling in. Chris, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, Jim and Rabbi. I just want to say blessings on my friend Barry, and I'm so happy that you survived that health crisis, Barry. It's good to hear your strong voice and to continue to walk with you as you work to make this community a better place. You've done great work.
God bless you, well, Reverend Chris. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Another good man, and you've worked together. And that brings us to a segue here, and you both have been proponents of religious tolerance, and it seems like we have less and less of that, and we've had these attacks on synagogues in Pittsburgh and in San Diego. Your thoughts about the root of this?
The root is simply hatred, and we must, as a frequent bumper sticker and poster is telling us, and I actually think Dr. Herb has this poster or bumper sticker on his car, ablate hate. We must work, every one of us, to overcome hate in all of its forms. As rabbi now of Temple Sinai for many years in Lake Charles, we will be hosting at our temple next month in June yet another service of solidarity for our whole region in Calcasieu Parish to help overcome hate with interfaith clergy, with the imam and the bishop. And I'm very eager to have this service and gather our community together once again.
When politicians come to synagogues and churches, is that appropriate, or is this just an election year event, basically a show situation rather than a substance? What do you think?
I would hope that when politicians come to a place of worship, they want to speak their views, respond to questions, enter into dialogue with the members of the parish or the congregation, and hopefully they're coming sincerely, and hopefully our places of worship will always be open to them, not in a partisan way, but simply to help us get to know them better and let them know our views.
Now, I know recently Senator Cassidy was at your synagogue along with Congressman Graves, and former chair of your synagogue the senator know what he thought of him, and it wasn't very much. He thought that the senator was actually contributing to a lot of the vitriol we have in American life now. Is that an appropriate place to confront a senator if you've got a bone to pick?
Well, I suppose it's an open forum, and I wasn't able to be there that night, but I did hear a lot about it from our former chair, and, well, he spoke his heart.
877-217-5757. Randy and Zachary. Hi, Randy. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi there, Rabbi. It's good to have you around.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, for many years. Thanks.
All right. Do you have a question,
Randy?
Apparently not. He just said he was happy that you're around. Well, we're happy you're around, too. But it was a close call. And these aortic aneurysms, another listener asked about the age. Is there any common age? Does it
have? I understand us men in our 70s are especially prone to it.
Us men? I'm not there yet.
No, you're not there, Jim. But you're just a kid. But in our 70s, a male person, and if you are subject to being overweight or have hypertension, you become a very good candidate. Also, very tall people. There's a name for that syndrome.
Marfan syndrome, yeah.
You got it. And they have to be very careful as well.
Well, we thank you for joining us. We're glad you're hale and hearty, and Rabbi, he looks impeccable today. We've got to get a photo of him for our website. And by the way, you can go to the show after the show and hear our podcast at Talk Louisiana, and you'll see Rabbi Barry Weinstein in his Friday best.
And a prayer for everyone who is ill. May God bless you and keep us all safe and well is and my prayer for us all.
I hope your beautiful bride, Linda, had a wonderful Mother's Day.
We did our best. Thank you,
Rabbi. God bless you.